Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. With me is co-host Chris Teague. Chris, it is great to be with you. We're closing in on Thanksgiving. Do you have Thanksgiving plans?
We do. We always have a neighborhood Thanksgiving since our families all live pretty far away. And so we all have kids around the same age, and it ends up being a nice get-together. How about you?
Yeah, that's a sweet idea. That's really nice. I'm going to go out to visit my in-laws in the desert. We do that all the time. So some of my children will be in town. Let's talk about what we're going to talk about here, Chris. Car sales are plodding along. Electric car sales are plodding along right with them, and we'll give you the details on that, share our thoughts coming up. Two major global brands have reaffirmed their commitment to battery electric vehicles this week, and we'll tell you who they are, what they're doing about it. Their efforts could mean a bargain buy for you if you play your cards right and care about an electric vehicle. Jeep has pulled the wraps off a new military-inspired Jeep Wrangler. We'll share the details on that with you. I think it's pretty cool. I don't know whether you've seen that or not, Chris, but what's your kind of quick reaction to that? Interesting?
Yeah, I think they'll slap a sticker on the back of the Wrangler and people will buy it almost anyway. So, yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. And, you know, it's pictured with the old, the original Jeep, and kind of that was interesting too. Jaguar has decided to rebrand itself as it moves forward with what it calls its battery electric vehicle plan. So we'll have more on that coming up. And America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at drivingtoday.com/auto insurance. That's drivingtoday.com/auto-insurance. Well, as you longtime listeners of the show know, Chris lives at one end of the country. I live at the other. Each week we get together to talk about cars, the car industry, how you can have some fun with your cars, and Chris, you have a road test that's very close to home, don't you?
Yes, even though we own a Honda Prologue from the 2024 model year, I received a 2025 Honda Prologue to talk about. It's very similar, but I can't wait to tell you all about it.
I can't wait to hear all about it. My test car this week is the 2025 Hyundai Santa Cruz Limited All-Wheel Drive, a little pickup truck, and one of the vehicles Chris and I tested a long time ago. Together, this week, our special guest is Ted West, who's an award-winning auto journalist and novelist. Great guy, a lot to say, so stick around for that. And we have plenty of show for you this week. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase. While supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low. It just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
now open in Rochester Hills at Winchester Center, next to Dick's Sporting Goods. Drink responsibly, B21.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays, and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
There are Black Friday deals, and then there are Kohl's Black Friday deals. Where else can you get 40% off Levi's, up to 50% off Sephora fragrances, and home favorites for under 10 bucks, all in the same place? And it gets better. You can score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. Get 15% off some of your finds, and save even more with limited-time doorbusters, like 50% off toys. Select styles. Offers end November 29th. Coupons do not apply to Levi's and toys. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Oh.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Becky Red back with you for news, and a lot of news going on in the industry. Number one, though, and it isn't news to us, but we love having you with us. So thanks so much for being with us. We do appreciate it. And again, a lot going on in the auto industry, as always, to talk about. And battery electric vehicles are, of course, very, very newsworthy. We are tracking those sales, and we talk about them frequently. Chris now driving a battery electric vehicle in his household. And I guess you could, it depends on how you look at it, Chris, half full or half empty, how you would describe battery electric sales in the most recent month of September, when sales are in. They're up about 1.3%, and the overall vehicle market was only up 0.7%, so kind of doubling the growth of the regular market out there, the market as a whole out there. What's your take on that?
Yeah, you know, I think we, as a whole, it's easy to start going down the slippery slope of, oh, EVs are doomed or EVs are garbage or whatever you want to say about them. But I mean, the reality is that sales are growing. They're just not growing as quickly as I think a lot of us had expected, given the amount of incentives and the hype around them. But they're still growing. I think maybe we need to recalibrate our expectations around them. As we have talked about many times with autonomous vehicles and other types of vehicles. So I don't know. I think they have a place. I enjoy them. I think they're great for a lot of people. But yeah, we just need to recalibrate our expectations, I think.
Yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely. You know, the market growth of EVs in general has slowed a bit. Tesla and Rivian are experiencing very sharp declines. And I think what they're seeing is competition from the legacy manufacturers, the traditional manufacturers. Tesla was down 10% in registrations, so its market share dropped under 50% among EVs, maybe for the first time, but certainly for the first time in a long time. Rivian was down 24%. I mean, that's a very drastic decline, and you know, they're running into some issues that may actually threaten their future. We'll have to see. That doesn't mean electric vehicles are doomed. It might mean that some of these startups are having a difficult time and might not survive. Maybe they will, maybe they won't. One of the reasons cited for the kind of lackluster EV sales is people buying hybrids. You know, Toyota and Honda are putting out a lot of hybrids, so that seems to be maybe a better choice for a lot of people. They're not buying plug-in hybrids so much as they are buying hybrids. And then there are new vehicles, new electric vehicles like the Tesla Cybertruck. Boy, I'm seeing those everywhere. And the Chevrolet Equinox EV, which I'm not seeing anywhere, but is a pretty cool vehicle, they are selling pretty well. They're selling strongly. So new kind of works. And I'm wondering how long Tesla could keep selling kind of the same old stuff and have people be excited about it. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the progress from legacy automakers has been not surprising, but I would say staggering, really. I mean, when you consider how many billions of dollars they've put into it, maybe not so staggering. But, you know, I think the market's going to continue to evolve a little bit. You know, you mentioned people aren't buying plug-in hybrids. I've recently become of the mind that I think extended range EVs might be an option for people, you know, like the new Ram pickup truck that's coming out and the Scouts that we saw a few weeks ago. So I think it'll be interesting to see where we are in, what, 2-3 years' time.
Yeah, it will be fascinating, and hopefully we'll be around to report on that. I don't see why we wouldn't, having been around 31 years now. Well, we alluded to two major brands that are reaffirming their commitment to EVs, and those brands are Kia and Ford Motor Company, and they're approaching it actually in a little bit different ways. Kia reaffirmed its goal to sell 1.6 million EVs annually by 2030. Wow, that's a tall order. That's a very tall order. Of course, that is globally, but there are threats to not just the U.S. market, but China is an incredibly competitive market where Kia is facing all those low-priced Chinese-built, domestically-built there vehicles. And then Europe, also facing Chinese competition in Europe. So I think that's a difficult row to hoe. What do you think their prospects are?
Yeah, it's really easy to become, or at least as an American, it's really easy to become so centered on our own market that you forget that these automakers are working on a global scale. I mean, I think China, look, it's, you know, it's a huge threat. Legacy automakers, Tesla, anybody else in this space is got to be very worried about this.
Right. Well, Ford is launching what I would call a full court press to try and get some EV sales by the end of the year. And they're pulling out all the stops. They are offering up to $10,500 in lease savings on the Mustang Mach-E and the F-150 Lightning models. I mean, that's a ton of dough. That's a big ton of dough. 0% financing on top of that. $5,000 in bonus cash. Wow. And free home EV chargers. I mean, that's a pretty darn compelling offer there if you are interested. And I'm wondering who is interested, because I don't know about the Mustang Mach-E. I kind of look at it as being a bit old tech. But on the other hand, you're kind of leasing it for 3 years. So do you care?
Yeah, you're going to get a laugh out of this. I actually looked at a Mustang Mach-E GT the other day to trade the GR Corolla for, because the incentives are so strong. Look, you know, the Mustang Mach-E lost eligibility for federal tax credits at the beginning of this year, and several of the F-150 Lightning trims are too expensive to qualify for the tax credit. So I can see how Ford wants to kind of boost them out the door before the end of the 24 model year. But the deals are strong. Yeah, they're very compelling.
Yeah, Ford has what it calls the power promise, and it gives extended battery warranties, which is great. I don't know if you need much extended beyond 10 years. I think that's a typical warranty on these. Round-the-clock support. I don't know that they'll come out to your vehicle with a can of electricity, but that. And so, I mean, they're doing all they can to make EV ownership accessible. We'll have to just see how that plays in the marketplace.
Yeah.
Well, this military-inspired Jeep that we have talked about is the 2025 Jeep Wrangler 4xe Willys 41 Special Edition. Of course, Stellantis and Jeep, very well known for special editions. They love the special edition thing. This celebrates, they say, the legacy of the original 1941 Willys military vehicle, the Jeep, you know, the military Jeep we've all seen in all every World War II movie we've ever seen, those kind of things. And I think it's kind of cool, actually. I mean, it is kind of back to the future in that it has this plug-in hybrid powertrain, but it has an olive drab exterior, so that's cool. It has decals on it that make it look military, tan interior accents. And I think the wheels are very cool. The 33-inch all-terrain tires on these wheels, on these painted wheels, look very much like the military Jeep of old. I'm sure my dad drove one in World War II. He was a truck driver in World War II. They have good stuff, too, a rear-locking differential, steel bumpers. There are various roof styles, including a tan soft top. So from a looks point of view, I think it's a fairly neat deal.
You know, I like the fact that it's one of, what, two vehicles that you can draw directly the lineage back to their military time. The other one being the Mercedes G-Class, I think, is probably one of the only other ones. Mm-hmm. And the Willys is that leaning into that heritage. So I appreciate it. The newer Wranglers have more comfort features and are better than they were before. So more power to them.
Well, speaking of power, it has a plug-in hybrid power system, 49 MPGe. Which isn't all that great in terms of MPGe, but it is, fairly fuel efficient. Of course, you have 21 miles of all-electric range. I'd love a little more range than that, too, but there you go. Hopefully, it's not catching fire. Some of these have had some issues with that, some of their 4xe vehicles. MSRP is about $60,000, $59,930. You can order them now, so if you want to step up, you certainly can do so. Let's talk about Jaguar. It's rebranding itself. It's done, it's gone to the, I think when you rebrand yourself, you're admitting that we need to start over. And I think Jaguar is about doing that. I mean, they're saying this is a kind of a hard reset that they're doing, charging full ahead into EVs, which I think is probably a better bet in the luxury segments than it is in the popularly priced segments, the mass market segments. But what do you think about Jaguar's prospects going forward?
Well, I hope they pull it out. But I think that this rebranding, at least from my eyes, and I think a lot of others that I've been seeing on the chatterbox today, doesn't fit with this new ultra high-end electric strategy that they've come up with. In fact, it looks more like a personal care brand logo, you know, with the font and the colors. But you know, I really hope they get it together and pull it out. I like Jaguar, and you know, I'm rooting for them, but we've seen bigger, more well-established companies have harder times than that. So I think they're going to have a rough road ahead.
Yeah, there's so many brands to deal with here. Well, when we come back, we will be road testing some pretty cool vehicles, including the Honda Prologue and the Hyundai Santa Cruz Limited. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad back with you, and we're so glad.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. Jack Nerad back with you, and we're so glad you're with us. We do appreciate the fact that you've joined us on America on the Road, and it is road test time. And Chris, you are road testing a vehicle that you have road tested for the last several months, and now you have a different edition to talk about, so tell us about it.
I do. It's a little bit of a different color and interior configuration, but overall it's very similar to ours. This is the 2025 Honda Prologue. Jack, as we talked about before, this vehicle, it was produced in conjunction with General Motors. So even though we're calling this a Honda, it was built by a General Motors factory in Mexico, and it shares a bunch of its underlying engineering with the Chevrolet Equinox EV, Ultium technology, and that sort of stuff. So a little bit of a hybrid attitude going on here, and I'll get a little bit more into that too. But Jack, and I asked you this with the ZDX, have you driven the Prologue, and what do you think about it if you have?
I have driven it. I think I drove it at North American Car of the Year testing in Ann Arbor about a month or so ago. I was impressed with it. I mean, it's one of those vehicles that it doesn't jump out at you from an excitement point of view. I mean, its styling isn't so exciting inside and out. It's one of those. It strikes me as perfectly functional, but not necessarily getting my heart started. Is that fair?
Yeah, you know, it's funny you say that. When people ask me what I think of it, I say, it's fine. You know, it's perfectly fine. Right. It does what we ask of it. But in any case, this vehicle starts in the mid $40,000 range. The top elite trim, which is what I own and what I tested, is up in the $60,000 range. With the base model, you get an 85 kilowatt hour battery, single motor, 212 horsepower, 236 pound-feet of torque. This model has all-wheel drive, so you get the same 85 kilowatt hour battery, but you get two electric motors, 288 horsepower, 333 pound-feet of torque, and as I mentioned, all-wheel drive. So if you're listening to this, 288 horsepower doesn't sound like a lot, and it doesn't feel like a lot when you're driving this vehicle either. You do benefit. 333 pound-feet of torque is nice, and you get all that off the line with the electric powertrain. So it does feel quicker than it probably is in operation, but I would still say your 0 to 60 times are not going to be super impressive by any stretch of the imagination. You get 296 miles of range with the two-wheel drive models. The all-wheel drive drops to 281, and then the Elite, which is what I mentioned I tested, goes down further to 273 miles of range. And having owned this vehicle for 6 months now or so, I can tell you that those numbers are pretty accurate. We get around 270, 265, something like that, on a single charge. Honda says you can DC fast charge from 20 to 80% in 35 minutes. So if you did need to stop at a public charger, you have plenty of, you know, you can get a good charge in just a little bit of time. But the level two charging at home is just fine. We plug in at night, wake up in the morning, and we're at 85% and ready to go. The base models get cloth upholstery inside, Jack. I should point out that this is a five-seat SUV, so it's a two-row, not a three-row model. You get leather upholstery in the higher trims, which is what my Elite model had. Heated and ventilated front seats. You get a heated steering wheel. And, Jack, this vehicle is plenty spacious inside. You don't have the transmission tunnel running through the middle of the floor. The front seats are spacious. They're wide. They're nicely supportive. They're not as padded as I would expect from something made by General Motors. You know, you kind of get the old person feel in some of the seats, and I was hoping for that here, but no dice, but there is plenty of room. And then children in the back seat have no trouble with the bench. We fit two full-size car seats back there and booster seat with no problem. So again, I think, you know, you have plenty of space inside. Jack, what do you think of the visual appeal of the Prologue interior?
I think it's just fine. I mean, the way you describe the vehicle, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing particularly memorable about it. I think you're crossing brands here is part of the issue. And there's only so much Honda can do, and there's only so much GM that they're going to leave in it, but they have to leave some in it. So I think it's what happens when you kind of mix two things like that together.
Yeah, and I will say, I think what Honda has done with the interior design is a little bit more interesting than what Chevy did with the Equinox's interior. So the Elite trim, the one that we own, has a light-colored interior with navy blue and gray leather. My test model had a black leather interior with red stitching. So it's a little bit more visually appealing than the Chevy models, but overall very similar inside. You get an 11-inch digital digital gauge cluster, if I can say that, and an 11.3-inch touchscreen with this vehicle. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto are standard. With the Honda model, you don't get those features with GM vehicles, which is a huge benefit for me if you're going to buy one of these. If you like Apple CarPlay like I do, then Honda or Acura are the only two choices you have there. You also get Bluetooth, six speakers as standard, HD radio, Sirius XM radio. My Elite test model came with a 12-speaker Bose premium audio system and then a full suite of advanced safety equipment. So you get lane change alerts, blind spot monitoring, rear cross-traffic alerts, and the whole deal. Jack, I would have to say that if I were going to buy one of these sort of twins or one of these counterparts of this Ultium technology, the Prologue would probably be my choice, and it's not just because I own one. I think the price point is correct. I like the styling the best out of the group, and the addition of Apple CarPlay is something that you don't get, like I said, with the General Motors variant. So I think Honda did a good job with the adaptation.
Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. I think Honda's eager to get them out the door, too. So there's nothing wrong with that. And that gives you maybe some leverage when you're making your deal with the dealer. And all to the good. Well, I was driving a vehicle, Chris, that kind of made me nostalgic for a drive we took. One of the few times we have driven together over time. We're talking about the Hyundai Santa Cruz. And we were there for the launch that was near Santa Cruz, California, a while ago. I think it was in 2021. And what they have done with the Santa Cruz is essentially taken the Tucson crossover SUV, the compact SUV, and essentially the front half of that, and then put a pickup truck body on it as opposed to a crossover body with the open cargo bed of a pickup truck. And I think it's pretty cool. It's a 5-passenger vehicle with essentially a big trunk, because that open cargo bed also has a tonneau cover over it that can be locked. Which I think is a great advantage to that. Ford has done a similar thing, introducing the Maverick pickup truck, but there's kind of a different personality between the two. You've driven both. I mean, what's your take on the difference between the Maverick and the Santa Cruz?
Yeah, the Santa Cruz feels more like a complete vehicle to me. It's more family-oriented. The interior is more comfortable, not quite as bare bones. And the Maverick really leans into that sort of utility aspect of the pickup truck. The interior is not quite as nice. Still a decent place to spend time, but I think that the Santa Cruz feels more comfortable and complete to me.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think the Santa Cruz is more upscale, and it's more upscale in terms of price too. So it kind of makes sense that it would have a bit more interior accoutrement than the others would have. I don't know what accoutrement means, but I think it means stuff. It is available in 5 different trims: SE, SEL, SEL Activity, the off-road oriented XRT, which is pretty new, and the Limited, which is the vehicle I drove. And it has good stuff, although even the SE, which starts right under $30,000, has some pretty good stuff: LED headlights, it has a multifunction tailgate, 18-inch alloy wheels, the 12.3-inch touchscreen. This has multiple touchscreens inside, Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, and a bunch of safety features. If you add all-wheel drive, that adds $1,500. The vehicle has 2 engine options, four-cylinder, just a conventional four-cylinder, and a turbocharged four-cylinder, available in front and all-wheel drive. And I'm eager kind of to drive the XRT trim, although I did not. What I found about this vehicle, and I'll talk about the test vehicle that I drove, and I think we found that when we were driving this vehicle a while ago, is it's a pretty cool on-road vehicle. It in many ways feels like a sports sedan. Do you feel the same way, especially in this, you know, turbo limited trim?
Yeah, they've done a good job of the on-road behavior. It does feel sportier than like a pickup truck would feel.
Yeah. The vehicle I had is the Santa Cruz Limited all-wheel drive. It has a ton of advanced safety and premium convenience features. It has a 2.5-liter turbocharged four-cylinder engine with plenty of horsepower. I think 281 horsepower, if memory serves. I have it somewhere here in my notes. An 8-speed dual-clutch transmission that doesn't act clunky like some dual-clutch transmissions act, which is a good thing. And it has H-Track all-wheel drive, the Hyundai all-wheel drive system. Not a heavy off-roader by any stretch of the imagination, but on-road and in bad weather, I think it's a very, very nice vehicle. My test vehicle was in this Hampton gray color, which is a pretty cool looking color, 20-inch alloy wheels, LED lighting, including the headlights, the daytime running lights, which have been changed for the 2025 model year. They changed the Tucson, so they essentially changed the Santa Cruz at the same time. Safety is a priority in this vehicle. It has a lot of advanced technologies. It has a forward collision avoidance system, lane keeping assist, blind spot, collision warning, surround view monitor. In this upscale, and my test vehicle was $42,500, so with a as-tested price with the destination charge of close to $45,000, so that's a lot for a compact utility vehicle, but has a lot of convenience features. It's really fully equipped, kind of like a luxury vehicle, I think. Keyless push-button start, power sliding rear glass, the digital instrument cluster, so it has two 12.3-inch digital displays side-by-side, pretty cool. Power driver seat with memory settings. The front seats are leather-trimmed, heated, and ventilated. In a lot of ways, Chris, I think you could put a luxury brand on this vehicle in this particular trim, and it wouldn't be out of place.
Yeah, I wouldn't be unhappy to see a Genesis version of this vehicle. I think that it does feel quite upscale, and that's true for Hyundai's SUVs and sedans as well. You know, I think they do a really good job with packaging and value, and this is no exception.
Yeah. So a lot of good stuff. Infotainment system has wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, as we alluded to recently. Truck bed has a 115-volt power outlet, adjustable storage, again, that locking tonneau cover. So this is a vehicle I like. I liked it then. I like it now. In some ways, it's a toy truck, but you have that open bed when you want it, and it locks up, and that's good. So that stuff's out of sight. I think there's a lot to like about this particular vehicle. So two vehicles worthy of consideration here, the Honda Prologue and the Hyundai Santa Cruz. So look for those. And when we come back, we will be interviewing Ted West, auto journalist and all-around good guy who has a new novel to talk about. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague, Jack Nerad back with you, and it is the time we answer.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation, cue finger guns, really easy, super stress-free. 5G so fast, like blazing fast, games and memes, you'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us, we four are one, Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find bourbons and cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, so many bottles to try at the lowest price. So gather with friends as you sit down to eat, grateful for all who made Thanksgiving complete.
With curbside pickup and delivery available and the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find, only at Total Wine & More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh American cheese sauce. Bacon.
You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Kathy Redd back with you. And we have a very, very special guest. I kind of have a tendency to say we have a special guest each week, but this guest is really special. He is Ted West, a veteran automotive journalist, multi-award-winning automotive journalist, and now novelist, kind of the inspiration for my career. So you know who to blame, folks. Ted, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a great pleasure to be here.
We'll see, but I hope so. It's so great to talk to you, Ted. And you and I have known each other now for quite some time. I've told a story on the show about you kind of inspiring my career and being one of the auto journalists that I really followed as just a young boy. You were an adult and I was a young boy. Okay, we're not that different in age, but
I'm still not an adult.
Yeah, but talk a bit about automotive journalism and automotive journalism. I think when you got into it, because getting into it was kind of an interesting story, I think.
Sure. Well, I was very, very lucky. I went to University of California at Santa Barbara because you could go in the water every day. We surfed all the time. And I was also crazy about cars at the time. And my senior year at UC Santa Barbara, I got an idea for a satiric story to send to the editor at Road and Track. And he said, okay, kid, give it a shot. Let's see. And I wrote it and he loved it. And it was published before I'd even graduated from UC Santa Barbara. And, they published a second one before I had graduated. So I got in very, very lucky and very, very early.
I think, if I'm not wrong, Ted, I think that first story was about a 1948 Chrysler Windsor sedan. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed. A car of great, great dignity, but it was more just great. It was huge.
Right. And I read that story as, I guess, a 12-year-old or something like that. And I thought, boy, this is funny. This is great stuff. I like this. And I became even more of a fan of the car magazines and certainly a fan of Ted West. And I started to follow your byline from that point on.
Well, I led you down the wrong path, son. Well, what was really nice about it is the editor of Road and Track at the time, a guy named James T. Crow, Jim Crow, was a wonderful guy. And when I graduated from college, I let him know, listen, I'm out in the world and I want to write about cars. And he said, well, I'm sorry, I don't have anything at my magazine. Let me see what I can do. 2 months later, he called me up and he said he had found me a job at a competing magazine, which they never do, but he did. He found me a job at Sports Car Graphic magazine. And I was feature editor there. I was there for 2 years before Jim Crow finally got me doing stuff for Road and Track. So I was, people ask, how do you get into this business? You just better be lucky as hell.
Yeah. Well, and it worked out that way for me. And I kind of followed in your footsteps there because my first consumer magazine was Sports Car Graphic, where I was feature editor at Sports Car Graphic, and one of the other incarnations of Sports Car Graphic, the magazine that refused to live.
Absolutely.
From that point on, I think you got a fascinating assignment as a fairly young guy to go over to Europe and follow some really important and spectacular racing. Tell me how that all developed.
To this day, it's the most mind-blowing assignment I've ever had. It was, again, James T. Crow. It was the first assignment he gave me after Sports Car Graphic. He sent me to Europe in 1970, of all things, to cover the Ferrari 512s versus the Porsche 917s. The first season where they went after each other. And I was to go to all the European races. It amounted to 6 or 7 different tracks, everything you could imagine. Le Mans, Nürburgring, Spa, Brands Hatch, just it was paradise. And all the drivers were these gods, these heroes that I could barely stand in the same parking lot with. They were so grand. But eventually I began to get to know them because I was only 27, about the same age as most of them. And one by one, I gradually got to know them. It was just an amazing experience. And I did a story on each one of the races for Road and Track.
A lot of us follow international racing these days. Formula One is getting perhaps more popular than ever, and we're seeing a lot of that on TV.
Yep.
But in those days, it was a whole different thing from a lot of points of view. And one of the important points of view, I guess, was the danger. So talk about that. And then I also want to talk about how immediate or not immediate the coverage of those races was.
Well, yeah. In those days, the way you found out about racing in Europe was you waited for the monthly magazine to come out. It would take 2 months for it to come out. So you wouldn't find out for 2 months what happened 2 months ago. But those days were incredibly dangerous. They were the most dangerous time of racing in the history of auto racing. My dear friend Brian Redmond talks about how when he was on the starting grid of a Grand Prix in 1968, by 1973, only eight of those drivers were still alive. Driver after driver got into a crash. They most often, the cars burst into flames, and many of the people were burned. It was just a terrible, terrible time. It was exciting, but exciting in a way that people in the modern time can't imagine in auto racing. But in the same time, it was absolutely riveting because I would talk to one of these guys before a race, or I'd say hi to him while he was on the starting grid before the beginning of the race. And it would run through my mind, through the back of my mind, well, in 2 hours, one of these guys might not be here. And that was a real possibility. It was very dramatic, and it made the meaning of the races, the courage of the guys to do that, knowing what the risk was, made it just bigger than life. It was an amazing experience.
In a way, they were a lot like fighter pilots in World War II, right? I mean, they go out on a mission, and some of them might not come home at the end of the day, right?
Exactly. In fact, Dan Gurney, that was one of his favorite images. When he was driving a Formula One car, he said, we had a wonderful lunchtime conversation in the cafeteria at Indy one time, and he just said, well, what I always thought when I was in my Formula One car and there was a guy up ahead of me, I just thought I was a fighter plane. I was trying to shoot that son of a bitch down. That was his image. But it was also that sort of life and death, God, this is serious kind of mind space. It was very, very serious. And yet they did it because they were not going to do anything, but they would do anything to get in another car. It was their whole profession, their whole life.
Well, you took this experience, and it must have been a kind of a mind-searing experience that has stayed with you forever and ever. And then you turned it into a novel, Motorsports Fiction, a terrific book, Closing Speed, the best racing book I've ever read. It's just terrific. Using those experiences, how did that develop? I mean, when did you decide to write about this, and why did you decide to fictionalize it?
Well, that was 1970, and I continued covering racing all through the 70s and the 80s, and it kept sticking in my mind what an amazing series that was in 1970. And the Porsche 917 long tails at the Mulsanne Straight at Le Mans, we're going 248 miles an hour in 1970, faster than anybody had gone for another 25 or 30 years. In fact, they don't go that fast even now. And it just kept searing my mind with how unforgettable that year had been. And so after 15 or 20 years, I just thought, wow, wait a minute, I've got to write about that. That is the most exciting racing that has ever been since World War II. And I decided to write a novel.
And it's a terrific novel. And I think it would be interesting even for people who, and maybe equally for people who are not involved in racing at all. I mean, the human drama is there. It's a fascinating story. There's some romance to it, some intrigue to it, a marvelous story. Based largely on what you saw, but these are not just fictionalized real people, right?
No, it is fiction. It's not this guy is actually Jackie Stewart or this guy is actually Jimmy Clark. It's nothing like that. These were characters I put together out of types of people that I had seen examples of as drivers, but they are fictional characters. There are some real people in the story, and they are identified by their real names, but the fictional main characters are makeups of various professional drivers I've known, types of people, the kind of person it takes to stand up to that mortal challenge that I was talking about.
Yeah.
They're fascinating people.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a fascinating story. It's called Closing Speed. It's a terrific book. It's available on Amazon and other outlets, so look for that.
It sure is.
I highly recommend it. And Ted, you've also kind of moved on from that to writing other novels about other subjects, not necessarily in the car realm. How did that develop?
Completely unrelated. Yeah, well, one of the mannerisms I had in my race car reporting was trying to be witty and funny and make it entertaining. And having written Closing Speed and having some experience with writing a novel, I decided I'd just do a satiric novel. So I did my first satiric novel is called The Seven Diddly Sins, not deadly, diddly sins. And it's a satire about the richest man in the world living in a Southern California beachside city, a little bit like Santa Barbara, where I'd lived for a long time.
Well, maybe a lot like Santa Barbara, but it is a fascinating story. And it's kind of a larger than life story. I mean, the main characters are larger than life, and it's just kind of outsized in a lot of ways, but in just a very charming way, I think.
Well, thank you. It's just a complete satire on what people would do if they had no limits on how much money they could spend and how big their imaginations could be. And then various things happen. There's a kidnapping involved because the richest man in the world has the richest daughter in the world, and the underworld gets the idea that maybe if they take her, they'll get some of that money back. And it goes on from there. And it's kind of silly and kind of fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And again, that is The Seven Diddly Sins, also by Ted West.
Yep.
And you have written another novel, kind of a coming-of-age novel that I think is really fascinating. It's really a wonderful story. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, yeah, thank you. It's called Reno the Crook. And Reno the Crook was the alter ego of this kid growing up on the mean streets of Palo Alto, California. And he's a minister's son, and he doesn't want to be a minister's son. I'm a minister's son, and I didn't want to be a minister's son either. So it's a little bit autobiographical, a story of a kid coming of age and doing what he does to develop his own identity and having problems with his father. And all of us, not all of us, but lots of us had a lot of problems with growing up and finding out who we were. And that's what this novel is about. Reno the Crook was his alter ego, the little personality he decided he was when he was doing the things he wanted to do that established his own identity. He became Reno the Crook.
And you're in the midst of putting together yet another book, kind of a prequel to The Seven Diddly Sins. Tell us about that quickly.
Yes, I am. I went back to the Seven Diddly Sins characters, and I'm doing another a prequel, as you say. It's called Chill Out, Your Grace. And Your Grace, of course, is the richest man in the world. And it's another look at those people in the beach community. And the richest woman in the world, the young woman, is getting married to a Goomba from New Jersey. And they're in love, but they have all kinds of problems making love work. And they've got all these temptations, and they can do anything they want, but they get themselves in trouble doing it.
Well, I can't wait till that is published, Ted. And you're just doing so much. You're still my inspiration.
Well, thank you.
All these many years later, and I do appreciate it. And I so appreciate you joining us on the show.
Well, I love doing it. Thank you so much, Jack.
Great talking to you, Ted. And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Vast stores of automotive knowledge gained over the decades. I may be a few more decades than Chris, but Chris has been doing this a long time now, too. If you have a question for us, please send it to editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And let's dive right into a question. This is a good one from Ronnie in Arroyo Grande, California. This is what Ronnie says. Gas is very expensive where I live, but I don't think it makes sense to sell my car and buy one that will get better gas mileage. How can I improve my car's fuel efficiency without buying a new vehicle?
Well, there are a lot of things you can do, Jack. I think, a lot of people think about buying a new car, but one of the most important things you can do is to keep up with your routine maintenance on your vehicle. Make sure that you keep up with oil changes, tire rotations, all those things, fluids, flushes, because your vehicle left the factory with a certain MPG rating, and in order to maintain that, you need to take care of the vehicle. The other thing I'll say is maintaining your tires, taking care of your tires, making sure they're properly inflated is a really great way to maintain or improve your fuel economy. Underinflated tires create more friction, which slows your vehicle down and makes it work harder to pull along. And overinflated tires do similar things. And then the last thing I'll say, Jack, is to make sure that you're monitoring your driving behavior. We all like to hit the gas when you leave the red light or a stop sign, but more gentle, consistent driving behavior will put less strain on your drivetrain and give you better fuel economy.
Very good tips. I mean, a lot of people, I think studies have shown, most people are driving around with at least one underinflated tire, and that's ruining their gas mileage. So that's something to take a look at. That essentially wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd like to mention my newest book, Dance in the Dark, a crime thriller inspired by true crime, which is available on Amazon in both ebook and paperback form. If you like our show, please pass it on. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know when and where you listen to America on the Road. And of course, America on the Road is available as a podcast, right, Chris?
It is, absolutely. A quick Google search for the America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the others. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things will help us out a whole lot, and you can bring us with you wherever you go.
Right. Look for our content on YouTube and Rumble. And our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the Road. We do appreciate that. Most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We know you have a lot of choices, so the fact that you listen to us honors us. We appreciate it, and we hope you'll join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.